You're tuned into Analog Archives with Danny Inez Vetterani. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. We're going to keep it going with some more Nautilus off of the album, Are You an Axolotl? That didn't sound great. You're tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We've been listening to Are You an Axolotl by Nautilus. His first few tracks were titled Mothpex, actually, which then went into Oh How Shmi Loves DSP. Don't really understand what that means, and I don't know if I should have said that live on air, but I'm sure it's fine. And the next one is titled Mend. And this last one on side A is titled Polyphonics Tronics Scapegoat. So Nautilus is very decidedly within a genre that I don't have a lot of experience with, IDM, which I thought that meant like industrial dance music, but it actually means intelligent dance music, which feels a little pretentious, honestly, but apparently, it's a style of electronic music that emerged in the early 90s, characterized by sort of like weird, distorted sounds and synths, as well as drum lines, of very short glitches and beeps. And I think this music really ties into that pretty well. You can actually find this album on Nautilus's Bandcamp as well, and there's a very, very thorough write-up of it. It says here, Texan musician Skylar McLaughlin is the one behind the distinctive abstract electronic under the name of Nautilus, combining elements of dreamy electronic glitch, digital hip-hop culture, dirty electro-funk, and jazz accompaniment. Are You an Axolotl is a very clever and intriguing debut that manages to breathe a great deal of fresh air into electronic music for everyone. Wow. All right, we're going to keep it going with this next track, once again titled Polyphonics Tronics Scapegoat. It's a fun one. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
do my best to control this magnetization as I smash off into light speed. Gran Turismo with a Star Fox fighter jet. Motherfucking rubber back on full blast, blasting your ass the blue 7 star off the pile. GG87762, I must continue so I can Street Fighter fuck you. Street Fighter 2, I was the champion on the block. Oh, kick. Damn, you just got rocked. Toxic style like Mortal Kombat 6. You just got melted and belched while Shelly style. You see me smile and digest your skills and
boy, don't scream. I don't want you to scream. This is it. Come on, keep still. Don't shift around. Come on, be a man. Be a man and quit that moody groovy. Quit that. Quit that moody groovy. Quit that. Come over here.
All right, that was the end of Side A. I'm really enjoying that, so let's keep it going. I hope you're enjoying yourselves as well, wherever you are in the world. Tune in to Analog Archives. First track off Side B is titled Ruffian. Again, if you want to call or text, 778-782-2573 is the in station number. We're really trying to get people to get more, I guess, involved, not just like in the station. We're always looking for more volunteers. If you want to start a show, you should do that, by the way. But we also just want our audiences to participate and provide feedback and let them know what they're thinking. Yeah, anyways, let's keep it going with Nautilus. Are you an axolotl? Only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so very much for tuning in this hour. We only have about 12 minutes left in Analog Archives, so let's make a count. We got another record here for all of you. This one is a double-sided single from a rapper by the name of Quasar. This first track is titled Desert Eagle. Let's see what this one's about. Once again, you're tuned into Analog Archives with your host, Danny Nesvedarani. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned, because in about 12 minutes, we have Wham Bam East Fam with Linda. Always a fun episode, always a fun interview with always just the coolest people around town. And then at 8 p.m., we have the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy. So if you want to hear a lot of screaming, a lot of heavy drums, guitars, and just general loudness, make sure you tune in for that as well. All right, let's get this going. Desert Eagle by Quasar.
When I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, after the dust settles, you witness the blood puddles. I let the ocean tide take whatever's left of you. Nine levels above you, stabbed with rusted metals. You'll listen closely and you can hear the screams echo through the project halls. Ignore the laws and I won't leave until I leave at least one of them all. I'm also civilized thugs that you can't with. Yo, the critics, religion. We march over burnt bridges, so pay attention before you find your limbs missing and kill the ignorance. It's evident that time to make you realize your spine is dirt. And I'm gonna step on it to give your mind some work until the evidence of pain is all over your shirt. Yo, it's the same when you have to lunch. How do chefs act the same motherfucker that you used to sell bottles with? Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Feel the desert eagle spilling evil through holes in your oversoul. Traveled here from the bowels of hell, so you know I'm cold. I wanna see the blood pour from out of skulls. Fold a mother till his elbows touch his cell toes. With no respect for human flesh, hit to resurrect death irrelevant. Empty rhetoric can get your next lit. Body laid to rest, hit it next to empty tech clips. You shouldn't be so hesitant. Hit the essence quick. Get your testicles split from Genesis to Exodus. Whatever weapons you get, there's nothing more effective than a good old fashioned ass whooping. Steel toed ass kicking. Half Remordian, half demon. Your rhyme scheme, I wanna see you swallow. I was told that human beings had hearts, I wanna see them. Not after platinum and gold, I'm after your soul. Flow with the breath of life trapped inside with a hole. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Yo, when I cop back and squeeze the heat, my desert ease will make you drop to your knees. Drop to your knees. Sweet, I lift you off your feet when I cop back the heat. The only being worthy to battle me is my own shadow. So why do I waste time battling wild cattle? I don't know, but the energy that I give off is so cold that it could easily leave your bioplasmic corona froze. I let the contents of your skull disintegrate till it starts to resemble spinach and leak out of your nose. Cracking your lateral collateral ligaments while I travel through the dark passage of a labyrinth. Banging your head against your abdomens. And once the planets align, you can hardly refrain from shattering. I bring you the gift of a permanent facelift. Once I toss you face first into the snake pit. Hey, gotta face you in lyrical formats. And I can also pour Clorox down your thorax. I'm quite lethal against anything that's legal. My favorite animal happens to be a desert eagle. How to feed them seeds with word of mouth. You prefer to doubt, provoking me to take the murder route. Biogenetically engineered beast. Peace, I'd rather stomp on your throats while rocking a paraclete. So bring a bucket or two and carry your residue. I cut your necks like steering wheels on cars when you're pulling the gloves through. Nothing to say to us unless you can take the force within the blast radius. If you think that you can handle it against the quasar, then that's equivalent to Will Smith versus cannabis. Once the voice is spoken, it tells me to carjack your bins to come back and rob you for your buzz tokens.
Damn, all right, that was Quasar. Only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That track was titled Desert Eagle. And I was not familiar with Quasar before finding him for this record. So I looked him up. He's from Chicago and is mostly known for being a part of a hip-hop group by the name of The Typical Cats, an American underground hip-hop group from Chicago. It consists of him and Quasar, as well as Denizen Kane and Quell, as well as DJ / producers Kid Nish and DJ Natural. DJ Natural. And they've released three albums. The most recent one came out in 2012. And yeah, I'm wondering what's up with Quasar these days. But anyways, hope you enjoyed that last track. We have one more song for all of you tonight. This one is on side B. It's titled I Tried. I know I do it a lot, but thank you all so much for tuning in. Truly means a lot. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world except right here playing all this music for all of you. I hope I'm not a fool because I'm lost. It hurts for me to feel this way. In fact, we couldn't be together for your 22nd birthday. Regardless, I still celebrate your life because without yours, I wouldn't have mine. Yo, thank you for the memories, the unconditional love, your smile, even if it was just a short time. I'm sorry that I couldn't be a better man for you and your friends, and that I wouldn't let you comprehend my thoughts and plans. But believe me, no matter what the people say, I know the road and I'ma lead the way. Plus, I'ma show his fate, and I'ma do whatever it takes to prove it. Yo, but I gotta do it my way through this music. I gotta do it, cause I don't know how else to do it. I'm not cutting my dreams short. Yo, I tried to tell her, but yo, what? She just wasn't listening. Hey, yo, man, I really tried to tell her, but yo, but she just wasn't listening. I tried to tell her, but what? She just wasn't listening. Man, I really tried to tell her, but she just wasn't listening. Man, this is hell to me. That's messed up, cause it's gonna be. Spend years together telling each other what we wouldn't be. But see, listen, maybe if you had an open mind, we could've had the whole night without the overtime. But see, I know you're kind. I know you're better than you know yourself. Then I have the time always consumed with someone else. So what they think about us, like they living in our motherfucking shoes. Like they have to pay the late fee when the rent was overdue. Except the point of view, some people not even older than you. You know it's true and we both stupid. You for listening, me for not remembering the tendencies of venomous women. Just like your little friend, those they never been in. They never been involved with life in any shape or form on this level. Never been to live together with another individual. They promise to love and cherish forever. Yo, maybe when I get my act together, you read the letter.
I swear, man, I really tried to tell her, but she just wasn't listening. I said, man, I really tried to tell her, but she just wasn't listening. I tried to tell her, but she just wasn't listening. Man, I really tried to tell her, but she just wasn't listening.
Yo, wait a minute, I ain't even finished with this. I got to say, you pissed at me because you chose to take the hard way. Now I'm supposed to sacrifice my life to do what y'all say. I'm better off living with your aunt praying to Yahweh. Forget about the one who spent the night at the hospital. Who did you call when your pops hit you? Got banned from your crib when I argued with him. But who took the blame for you when you ran away then went back to them? Yeah, you got kicked out of my mom's house, but who left with you when I didn't have a place to live, but you did? Yeah, you rolling with that dumb crystal with that drunken ideas. Compared 2 months to 6 years. Plus, we got a kid, but that's cool. Yeah, I hope she gets smacked with a bottle again. And when I see her mother, I'ma shake your hand. Man, I swear I would've died for you. But now I'm thankful that the situation ever came up. I would've been, that's not even the least of it. You have the reason we being evicted. Got the nerve to wonder why I'm being wicked. I'm half the reason why your son calls your mother. The main reason why he respects and holds no one above you. You got the nerve to say that I didn't provide, but since he been in my life, man, I provided guidance for his inner light. When a lot of other cats wouldn't even be in his sight. Yeah, but I'm the one who's in the wrong, right?
Man, yo, I tried to tell her, but what? She should have been listening. I really tried to tell her, but she should have been listening. Yo, I really tried to tell her, but yo, she should have been listening. I tried to tell her, but what? She should have been listening.
Thank you.
We're going to keep the instrumental going right up until the end of the hour. This is Analog Archives one last time. Your host, Danny Nesvedarani, and you've been listening to Quasar. Before that, we were listening to Nautilus. And before that, we were listening to Deaf to the General Public, a hip-hop group from Miami. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Analog Archives as much as I did. And I hope you tune in next week, right at Thursday, 6 p.m., as per usual. Also, make sure you stay tuned, because in about a minute, we have Wham Bam East Fan with Linda. And an hour after that, at 8 p.m., we've got the 60-minute stage dive. If you want to tune in even longer than that, we've got Rad Radio at 9, and then Home of Burnaby Rock, a whole night of amazing programming here on CJSF. Feeling really blessed right now. Anyways, thank you all again, and until next week, peace.
Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local business.